Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it'd have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got, and that the Lord's trying to reach you, and that it's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive, if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, I would have finally had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out and all the liquor's gone, sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie dog, I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue, and when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, man. It'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know. And just share that good news with you. Just share what God has done in my life. Maybe just plant that seed, you know. But I'm no judge. I don't know if you made it in or if you didn't make it in.
I am your host, Marisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.biz. I must say, I'm in the process of redoing my website, so you might not want to go there right now, but go to my YouTube channel at www.christiantalkradio@youtube.com. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio@youtube.com, where you can access all of my video Bible studies. You know, I'm doing Christian Talk Radio Live for the last couple of months. I started doing Christian Talk Radio Live. And the reason I say it's live is because it is a live broadcast, just as this one is. And you can, when I broadcast on YouTube, you can also chat while you're broadcasting. Just like on Blog Talk Radio, you can call in and call in to me here at Christian Talk Radio. If you see the guest call-in number and you can call in, of course, while I'm studying the Bible, I won't be able to answer your call, but as soon as I finish the Bible study and we have time, I can answer your call. But anyway, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, you are amongst the living. Father God decided that he would let you breathe another day. We don't take it for granted. My God, one got up this morning and will not go to bed tonight. And someone went to bed last night and did not get up this morning. So we just want to thank Father God for his goodness and for him taking care of us all day and all night long, sending his angels to watch over us. It says in Psalms 91 that he sends his angels to have charge over us. And so we don't take it for granted, but we just want to thank him, our Father, for it. Well, I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I said I'm not going to hold you long tonight. If you want to listen to Christian Talk Radio, you can catch it on Blog Talk Radio. This is where I started from about 4 years ago. And sometimes, and I do this every once in a while, I'll come back. Every once in a while, I'll come back to where I started from. And we should all do that, come back to where we started from. It keeps you grounded. I said it keeps you grounded. It keeps you grounded. Okay, you know, in Ezekiel, we were talking about how Father God talked about the judgment, how he judged Israelites in Jerusalem because they were disobedient and they were, he called them whores and prostitutes because they were doing things that Father God did not like. And he got angry, you know. Some people say Father God does not get angry, but I beg to differ. The Bible in Ezekiel says Father God does get angry. I said he does get angry. And when he talked, to Israel and Jerusalem, he had harsh words to say to him, to them, because of his anger, on Israel and the Israelites and Jerusalem. You know, it talks about it all through Ezekiel. I said it talks about it all through Ezekiel. And we're going to go to Ezekiel 23 tonight. And I want you to understand the Bible. And if you don't understand the Bible, but God, unless you understand the Old Testament and what it is saying, you cannot understand the New Testament. Yes, Jesus Christ was born in the New Testament, but it's more than that. He was born, yes, and he became a Savior for our sins. And then he ascended up to heaven. Now he's sitting on the right hand of his Father, God. See, he's already gone, and he's sitting on the right hand of his Father, God. The Holy Spirit is here for us now. But you have to understand that as Father God judged Israel and Jerusalem, he is still the same God that yesterday, today, and evermore. And he judges sin. The Bible says he judges sin. It's all through the Bible he judges sin. Yeah, you can repent for your sins and still, the Bible says, go to heaven because you have repented for those sins. And yes, he does give you grace and mercy. But he also tells you to repent. See? Yeah, you have grace and mercy, and that grace and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. But you also, my brothers and my sisters, have repentance. And in Revelation, Father God talks about it, and he tells you that as many as I love, I chastise and rebuke. So be zealous. Hurry up. That's what zealous means. And repent. And then he talks about repentance all through the Bible. And some preachers of the word that tend to lead that repentance off. But if you're talking about grace and mercy, how can you leave out repentance? Repentance is a very important part of it, my brothers and my sisters. If it was not thought about, would not have put it in his word. The Lord spoke to me. I'm in Ezekiel 23. The Lord spoke to me, mortal man, he said. There were once two sisters. When they were young, living in Egypt, they lost their virginity and became prostitutes. The older one was named Orlah. She represents Samaria. And the younger one was named Oholibah. She represents Jerusalem. I married both of them, and they bore me children. Although she was mine, Oholah continued to be a prostitute. Oholah represents Samaria. The Bible says she's the older one. I married both of them, and they bore me children. Although she was mine, Oholah, who represents Samaria, was full of lust for her lovers from Assyria. They were soldiers in uniforms of purple. Remember, Oholah represents Samaria. They were soldiers in uniforms of purple, noblemen and high-ranking officers. All of them were handsome, young cavalry officers. She was the whore for all the Assyrian officers, and her lust led her to defile herself by worshiping Assyrian idols. The Bible says Oholah, who is Samaria, was the whore for all the Assyrian officers, and her lust led her to defile. And her lust led her to defile herself by worshiping Assyrian idols. She continued what she had begun as a prostitute in Egypt. She continued what she had begun as a prostitute in Egypt, where she lost her virginity. From the time she was a young woman, men slept with her and treated her like a prostitute. So I handed her over to her Assyrian lovers, whom she wanted so much. They stripped her naked, seized her sons and daughters, and then killed her with a sword. Women everywhere gossiped about her fate. Even though her sister, the Bible says, Oholibah, saw this, she was wilder and more of a prostitute than Oholah had ever been. The Bible says she was wilder and more of a prostitute than Oholah. Oholah, remember, she represents Samaria. And the younger one was named Oholibah. She represents Jerusalem. Father God says he married both of them and they bore me children. And although she was mine, Oholah, which is Samaria, continued to be a prostitute and was full of lust for her lovers from Assyria. They were soldiers in uniforms of purple, noblemen and high-ranking officers. All of them were handsome, young cavalry officers. She was the whore for all the Assyrian officers, and her lust led her to defile herself by worshiping Assyrian idols. She continued what she had begun as a prostitute in Egypt, where she lost her virginity. We're talking about Orpah, who is Samaria. From the time she was a young woman, men slept with her and treated her like a prostitute. So, the Bible says, I handed her over to her Assyrian lovers, whom she wanted so much. They stripped her naked, seized her sons and daughters, and then killed her with a sword. Women everywhere gossiped about her fate. Even though her sister, Orpah, who is Jerusalem, she represents Jerusalem. Even though her sister, Orpah, who represents Jerusalem, saw this, she was wilder and more of a prostitute than Orpah, who is Samaria, had ever been. She, too, was full of lust for the Assyrian noblemen and officers, soldiers in bright uniforms, and for the cavalry officers, all of those handsome young men. I saw that she was completely immoral, that the second sister, Orpah, represents Jerusalem, was as bad, as B-A-D, as the first. Father God said, I saw that she was completely immoral. That's Orpah, he's talking about Jerusalem. It represents Jerusalem. That the second sister was as bad as the first. She sank deeper and deeper in her immorality. She was attracted by the images of high Babylonian officials, carved into the wall and painted bright red, with sashes around their waist and fancy turbans on their heads. As soon as she saw them, she was filled with lust and sent messengers to them in Babylonia. The Babylonians came to have sex with her. They used her and defiled her so much that finally she became disgusted with them. She exposed herself publicly and let everyone know she was a whore. I was as disgusted with her as I had been with her sister. She became more of a prostitute than ever, acting the way she did as a young woman when she was a prostitute in Egypt. She was filled with lust for oversexed men who had all the lustfulness of donkeys or stallions. Orpah, you wanted to repeat the immorality you were guilty of. And you know, Orpah represents Jerusalem and Israel. The Bible says, Orpah represents Samaria. So the Bible goes on to say, she became, he's talking about Jerusalem now, more of a prostitute than ever, acting the way she did as a young woman when she was a prostitute in Egypt. She was filled with lust for oversexed men who had all the lustfulness of donkeys or stallions. Orpah, you want it. He's talking to Jerusalem, Israel. You want it to repeat the immorality you were guilty of as a young woman in Egypt, where men played with your breasts and you lost your virginity. He's speaking of Oyaba, who is representative of Jerusalem in Israel. He said, Oyaba, you wanted to repeat the immorality you were guilty of as a young woman in Egypt, where men played with your breast and you lost your virginity. Now then, Oyaba, this is what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying to you. You are tired of those lovers, but I will make angry with you and bring them to surround you. I will bring all the Babylonians and Chaldeans, men from Pekod, Shoah, and Koah, and all the Assyrians. I will gather all those handsome young noblemen and officers, all those important officials and high-ranking cavalry officers. They will attack you from the north, bringing a large army with chariots and supply wagons, protected by shields and helmets. They will surround you. I will hand you over to them, and they will judge you by their own laws. Because I am angry with you, I will let them deal with you in their anger. They will cut off your nose and your ears and kill your children, yet they will take your sons and daughters from you and burn them alive. They will tear off your clothes and take your jewels. I will put a stop to your lust and to the obscenities you have committed ever since you were in Egypt. You won't look at any more idols or think about Egypt anymore. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I will hand you over to people you hate and are disgusted with you. And because they hate you, they will take away everything you have worked for and leave you stripped naked, exposed like a prostitute. Your lust and your prostitution have brought this on you. You were a prostitute for the nations and defiled yourself with their idols. You followed in your sister's footsteps, and so I will give you the same cup of punishment to drink. The sovereign Lord says, you will drink from your sister's cup. It is large and deep. Everyone will scorn and mock you. The cup is full. It will make you miserable and drunk. That cup of fear and ruin, your sister Samaria's cup, your sister Samaria's cup, you will drink and drain it dry, and with its broken pieces tear your breast. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. This Bible study has been a blessing to you. Please share with others, tweet about it, put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, whatever other social media network that you are using. It's all about getting the truth of the Word of God out to the masses. Blog about it. Put on your blog, your Pinterest, your Facebook, your Dig, all of these Tumblr, and I love Tumblr, that's my favorite. Tumblr, you can go to the Christian Talk Radio at Tumblr. com and to find me on Tumblr also. But it's all about Father God and His Word. It's never about me. If it was about me, I'd go somewhere and sit down like the old folks used to say. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time, same station. You be blessed.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check this out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Shannon.
I'm on now, I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama, I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you, they probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it, you don't want a problem. Problem. The goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the wall. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame, it's the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising they pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. This one I'm supposed to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, on a monopoly, on a period, use a peon, period, I dominate rap, I failed algebra and I ain't paid my property tax, oh well, I got bars, family behind bars, throw money at insecure women and fine cars, people stealing right under my nose and my taxes whack, but no need to worry, my accountant handles that,
right,
I mean, what you expect, I do anything to gain your respect,
sell out,
I mean, what you doing, man? You know, you started off good. You started telling the truth. We ain't got no time for that, man. This is Lie a Lot Records. We need you to tell more lies. Hello? Hello? Hey, where you going, man? Come back here, man.
Church closed too. The number one coach on the door can't again. I ain't gotta hear that you love it, because I know that you love it.
Look, Hannon.
Look, Hannon.
For the world, 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 world. My name is Common. No ID. Hi. Ferrari Tester, Armani Dresser, exquisite thick bitches and body blessers. Rest assured, we getting festive in Miami now. So my nigga, yeah, I'm about to win the Grammys now. Getting Johnny Cash, old white folks know me now. Staying close to the mic like I'm Kobe now. We celebrate Versace, the hate because we got love. It's the pop life, a lot of faces pop up. Known as Teddy Club and the block of. Going through the airport with more lie than an opera. New crooks who move books like Harry Potter. Get cleaner, to get it cleaner. A legend like John Lennon, I'm a dreamer. Try to fuck the world, she only let me finger my trips to Medina to visit the Redeemer, a hero. I'll tap out like Hiroshima off Sangria with two broads, a lot of Tina. Still opening roads for Moya and Amina. I'm a dreamer. It's for the world, 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 world. Yeah. Dream on. We make paper and build skyscrapers. Walking on water, building my face up. Niggas with no heart, I'm the pacemaker. Get the beat from no eye.